sorry.
We'll have that. Thank you. I'll just make it plain and simple and introduce Marcial Bonmont, who is the director of the Lanby Social Service Project here at our church, run during the week at various times. And I'll leave it at that and let Marcial explain exactly what the organization does. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. And once again, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Happy Mother's Day to all of the courageous and supportive mothers in the world. And thank you to this congregation, the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Orange. A special thank you for having welcomed the Haitian community in your midst, and for your support of Haiti during this terrible time in our history. A while back, the pastor of this congregation, Reverend Berger, gave me a blue book, I'll say a booklet, entitled A Unitarian Universalist Primer, which I have mostly read. This booklet gives the reader a synopsis of the Unitarian Universalist faith and includes, amongst many other things, the seven principles that are the core values of this congregation, of this faith. For the purpose of this presentation, I've selected three of the seven principles enunciated in that booklet. The first one, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. A free and responsible search for truth and meaning. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. And to talk about Lanby and to talk about Haiti, we definitely need a free and responsible search for the truth and meaning. When Reverend Berger approached me with the idea of making a presentation after the fundraising concert by this church, I was at first reluctant to the idea. But when I thought of the core values of the seven principles of this church, I said, why not? Moreover, this institution has been kind to this endeavor we're trying to undertake, Lanby Center for Humanities and Civics. Well, how do I connect a presentation in Haiti and a community center to Mother's Day? Throughout its history, Haiti has always been thought of as a mother by its children, albeit to a large degree, and the surrounding of this mother has never been kind, that kind to her. But it has not always been that way. The children of Haiti showed their valor and the love for their country, for their motherland, in their demand for freedom when, in the world's first successful slave revolt, they threw out the tyranny of slavery and the French oppressors who were getting rich from the most prosperous colony in the world. Thus began in 1791 the most well-known slave revolt and the long struggle by Haiti for full acceptance in the international community. At the helm of this struggle for independence, declared on January 1st, 1804, were Toussaint Louverture and Jean-Jacques Dessalines. Two men with two different approaches, with two different backgrounds. Toussaint, a domestic slave, a devout Catholic, and a diplomat, a negotiator. Dessalines, a field slave with a cutthroat approach, liberty or death. This debate over which of the two approaches is more effective rages on any time Haiti's independence is evoked. The international community will accept the American and French revolutions of the late 18th centuries, but will reject the Haitian Revolution, which was fought valiantly by the slaves to bring an end to the inhuman conditions imposed on them. France will not recognize Haiti until 1825, after Haiti had paid $25 million ransom, I will put it. The United States will not recognize Haiti until 1863, right in the midst of the Civil War in the United States. The Vatican in 1860. But what type of recognition? When in 1869, Pope Pius IX declared slavery is natural. Slavery is natural. If we fast forward to 1915, we find a U.S. occupation. 1957 to 1986, we find in power in Haiti François and Jean-Claude Duvalier, the darkest reign of power in Haiti, the most brutal and the most oppressive regime that many Haitians have known. With the support of the United States and cognizant of its opposition to communism, Duvalier labeled anything he disliked, anyone who opposed him, as communist. Imprisonment, torture, death ensued. Thus, in the early 1960s, started the flow of Haitian fleeing Haiti for safer environment with better opportunities. Here in this state, in this county, in this church, we find the result of this exodus. We find them in all fields, in all walks of life. You name them. Professionals, college graduates, athletes, actors, doctors, of which 13% of practicing MDs in the United States are of Haitian descent. Lawyers, teachers, taxi drivers, nurses, social workers. But we also have those who do not know how to read and write. Those who need to improve their language skills. Those whose immigration status have to be adjusted. Young people need to have a sense of Haiti's greatness. And that's where L'Ambi Center for Humanities and Civics comes in. L'Ambi wants to rally the Haitian community living in this and surrounding counties. L'Ambi's aspiration and L'Ambi's goal and meaning in Haitian, the word L'Ambi. L'Ambi is a conch shell. It was used as a rallying cry during the revolution in Haiti. This vision to rally and have a strong community has been a lifetime commitment for me. And with the First Unitarian Universalist Church support and many volunteers who are helping L'Ambi at this time, we are making strides, we are making progress one step at a time. Since L'Ambi started at this church last year, We have tried to be as open as possible with those we are receiving. We are providing services such as social services, ESL. Oh, that's our aspiration, to become a full-fledged community center, to provide social services, ESL, immigration, citizenship classes, civic participation, after-school, youth, and counseling program, to organize cultural program, like the art exhibit which is currently in place at the Summit Medical Group in Berkeley Heights. I have to plug it in there. It was through the networking of the First Unitarian Universalist Church president of this institution, Frank Bars, the Summit Medical Group, and Lambie, that the exhibit has been possible. Bill Stafford had the opportunity to address the audience on opening night on behalf of the church. I highly encourage you to take a trip to the SMG. You will not regret it. It is a mixture of culture, color, and Haitian life, seen through the eyes of Haiti's daughters and sons. Every week, many people come to this church, albeit to the limited services that we are now providing to those who come, ESL and citizenship classes. We are teaching the ESL student some of the very basic stuff, basic conversation, basic vocabularies, how to give their addresses, how to ask for directions, understand basic conversations, handwriting practices with those who do not know how to read and write. This is Lambie's mission. This is our goal. This is our vision. And with your support, your continued support, and Lambie's determination, what was once an idea, what was once a dream, will become a reality and will bear fruits for generations to come. This is, I would say, an overview of Haiti and Lambie's aspiration. But to parody Frederick Douglass, the struggle may be moral, or it can be both moral or physical, but there must be a struggle. There must be a struggle. To conclude, on this day of love, as there is no greater love than a mother's love, I will revert to the words of Francis E. Gillis, called from the First Unitarian Universalist Primer. May the love which overcomes all differences, which heals all wounds, which puts to flight all fears, which reconciles all who are separated, be in us and among us, now, and always. Thank you.
Thank you. Please stand, if you're able, and join in singing our closing hymn, number 305, De Colores.
Thank you.
Now the closing word. It's called by Dorothy Day. Commitment. People say, what is the sense of our small effort? They cannot see that we must lay one brick at a time, take one step at a time. A pebble cast into a pond causes ripple effects that spread in all directions. Each one of our thoughts, words, and deeds is like that. No one has a right to sit down and feel hopeless. There's too much work to do. There's too much work to do. Thank you very much.